we get things started right out of the box this afternoon as we welcome to the program an actress, writer, and producer. You know her and loved her like we did as Meredith, Don Draper's secretary on Mad Men, and she's got a brand new movie out called After Meredith. Stephanie Drake with us this afternoon. Stephanie, welcome back.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back.
Well, very excited about this new movie that you put together with some help, but you did a lot of the heavy lifting yourself on After Meredith.
Yes, I sure did. It was the hardest thing I've done in my career thus far.
Well, you wrote it, you star in it, and you produced it. What did the producing piece of it entail?
Oh, gosh, everything. Gosh, so I got the idea last summer and called up a girlfriend of mine and said, let's try and make this. She was on board. We started having pre-production meetings. We got a director on board. And then about 6 months later, we shot it. And then 6 months after that, we actually finished it. And the producing is, it literally is everything. It's, you know, getting ideas and troubleshooting and hiring people. And I learned so much.
Well, it certainly paid off. You let us get a little glimpse behind the curtain and watch the movie before its official release. And it's absolutely wonderful. Can you... Without giving away too much here, basically it involves your struggle trying to figure out what to do after Mad Men wrapped.
Yes. So as most actors can probably relate, you're on a show and you're working pretty consistently, and then all of a sudden the show ends and you have nothing to do. So I wanted to showcase that, and because I went through that personally, and I had, you know, talks with friends, like, what am I going to do next? I have all this free time. You get bored so fast. And yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but I do figure out what I want to do next, and I do it, and then that goes terribly wrong. So, you know, it's loosely based on my real life, but it's a great little story. It's 12 minutes long, and I'm thrilled with how it turned out.
Well, the cast is terrific as well. Some of the patients that you encounter, they're just fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, so I was lucky enough to already know the woman who plays Miss Breyer. Her name is Peggy Pantone. And we were in an acting class together for years, and I've always loved her work. I think she's the cutest thing ever. And I sent her the script. She loved it. She couldn't wait to do it. And then we had a slight blip with her because she was maybe going to have cataract surgery that same weekend we were planning on shooting. But luckily that all worked out, and she got to do it. And her cataract surgery went very well. And all of the other people in the senior center that we worked with were from a class here in LA that is for older actors.
Well,
so I had gotten in touch with the teacher, and he let the class know what was going on. And then they all showed up that day, and it was so much fun.
The bad news is, though, Stephanie, they're going to be security people watching. The next time you go to any senior center, they're not going to let you in.
Yeah, probably true.
For anybody who wants to watch After Meredith, and my goodness, you should, because it's terrific, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
So I will have all of the links up tomorrow. Anyone can go to my website, which is StephanieMDrake.com. Or you can follow along on my Instagram, which is @StephanieDrake1, or on my Twitter, which is just @StephanieDrake.
We talked with you last time you were on about Mad Men. We loved your role so much. And that show doesn't go away. People are going back and watching it a second and a third time. Is there one favorite episode or one favorite Meredith Don Draper moment as you look back on it?
Oh, gosh, if I only had to pick one, I would say my favorite moment is still when Joan throws the airplane on the desk at me. That was, and I was like still so new to the show. I think that was my third episode. And to get to be involved in such still an iconic moment like that, and people still ask about it. People still write on my Twitter page, "Surprise, there's an airplane here to see you." And I have a little piece of the airplane, one of the many airplanes that was thrown at me that day, in my, on one of my shelves with all of my Mad Men stuff.
Well, and you talked about there is some truth, obviously, in After Meredith. Do you find that challenge that actors always have when you're in an iconic series or a movie or play an iconic role, that when you go for auditions or when there are scripts out there, that people can only see you in that role?
Well, I haven't really experienced that yet.
Good.
I wish I could get more jobs playing characters like Meredith. If I could only play a character like her for the rest of my life, I'd be happy. It was so much fun. But no, I think enough time has passed now. I'm sad to say a lot of casting directors maybe don't even remember it anymore. But I still will always. Meredith will live on forever.
Well, and certainly among fans of the show, it will as well. Now, also, Stephanie, some very exciting personal news for you as well. It's not enough to have a new movie coming out. You got some other exciting plans in the works.
Yes, well, I'm getting married in a few months.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Looking forward to that. I actually have to stuff our wedding invitations right after I hang up with you.
Well, we best let you get to it again. That's pretty important stuff right there. But After Meredith is absolutely delightful. Go to Stephanie's website, learn more about it. You'll want to watch it. It really is a fun movie and shows off your skills as both an actor and a writer, and certainly as a producer. We wish you nothing but continued success, Stephanie. It's so great to have you back on with us again.
Thank you so much.